good. With that, I'd entertain a motion of approval agenda.
No additions?
I'll approve the agenda.
Motion's been made by Emil. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Marita. Hearing any discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Danny?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Jack?
Okay, I see you didn't correct my agenda. I'm nobody ever abused, but we're moving right along to the consent agenda this evening. We have one item. It's the minutes of the regular meeting of October 9th, 2018. We were just running off the last one. So we've got to correct it on the one posted. But I would entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve consent agenda.
Motion's been made by Shirley. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Jack. Any further discussion? Did everybody have a chance to look? I went through. Did anybody find anything?
I didn't. Okay. I wasn't looking for that.
Okay. Very good. No further discussion? A roll call, please.
Marita?
Yes.
Alan? Jack?
Yep.
Shirley?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Danny?
Are you in the same room, Danny?
Yes, I'm in here. Okay. Yes.
There you are. Thank you. With that, we're going to move on to reports this evening. Our first office, our finance officer, and Krista, the floor is yours.
October raw fish tax was $46,261.99. Sales tax revenue was $58,219.29. Not too much going on.
Yeah, it's been really slow. Questions for Krista? Just a note for everybody, I did talk to John Walsh today. He's with North Star Insurance. They're the individuals that raised the $30,000+ for the Sandpoint Fisherman's Memorial. They will be setting up an account within there. I guess they cover all the one memorials, I guess they hold the account, so hopefully by the end of the year they will be reimbursing us for all expenses on the memorial, and we are talking hopefully by spring or before, we're looking at some nice benches and whatnot that we'd like to put in around there. So when we do something like that, we just contact them and they run it past their board and then they reimburse us. So he said we should have those monies by the end of the year. So Dave?
Do we, you want us to do for our labor too, or?
Yes, we'll chat about that after, yeah. And we'll get that straightened away and whatnot. But they will be actually having the account themselves within their deal that covers all that. So, and they did separately for the Sandpoint Memorial. They had a golf tournament to cover all that. So, and I do believe they raised $33,000. So. With that, were there any other questions for Krista? Anchorage?
No, sir.
Alan? Okay, very good. Thank you. And thank you, Krista. With that, we're going to move on to our administrator's report. And Jordan, I'll turn the floor over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And the feds have now approved the state level plan for the pink disaster or pink fishery disaster. But as it stands now, you know, from the current proposal. There's no 90 days before we could access those funds. Again, there's a lot more variables. You know, what if any? any individual compensation. If there's any questions, they can contact me. The 2000s are going. El Penny are still having at least that hurt. This past week signed the application for the new harbor construction. No concern that we're going to scare off every mammal on God's green earth. We're pretty a compromise that should not have much of an impact on any construction. The restrictions, as I understand it, are similar to the ones that were imposed when the new dock was redone about 5 years ago. So that's going to require some action on the city's part, just to dedicate a right of way. But we'll get to that. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Unfortunately, we put the plans on hold due to financial concerns. The federal government is not forthcoming with funds. However, according to the Senator Sullivan is holding up some nominations until those funds are approved. But you know, right now, still at least 3 years. But it's from Alvin Rogers. So we can go to the next meeting. I didn't get my copy until yesterday. Just due to a lot of moving parts, for people to discuss, you know, when everybody gets a chance to look through. There's a very strategic planning meeting being held in Anchorage, and you know, it's important that Sam Point is represented at that meeting. When the set for projects within communities. Obviously, you know, to finish the new park, you know, top priority for the city. And I think, you know, there's been some changes at the borough level that you know, our need is being recognized. Online tactics, last week is fully, long story, 18 months out, due to the lack of an overarching taxation authority within the state for sales tax. Most states, you know, like Ohio or Texas or, you know, wherever, it's a lot easier to collect taxes. You know, the business will give the money to the state, and the state figures out, you know, what city, you know, where to send the money. We don't have that. So to set it up or to work with other states to set up an entity that would do that is going to take some time. Also, there's no set guidance from the state on what the threshold would be for taxation. I think South Dakota, the state that originally brought the suit, was like $400,000. So that's just something down the line to think about whether or not the city wants to participate. And then also working on a mid-year budget adjustment, obviously with the decline in raw fish tax, plus the addition of some other funds. I'll introduce that at the January meeting. But right now, our expenditures look in line with, you know, funds that are coming in, so it shouldn't be a large adjustment, but there are some things we do have to go back and make more accurate. That's my report.
Very good. Thank you, Jordan. Quick question, though, and I may have missed it. So what was the timeline for that bidding to go out on the new city dock? By the end of this month?
I received P&D this afternoon. They've sent all of the relevant material that they're required to send over to D. And there's for an answer. Last I heard from D, end of this month.
Okay. I was just.
But, you know, the 30-day notice comes out.
Okay. Thanks, Jordan. Questions for Jordan? Nothing here, Anchorage?
No.
Okay. Alan? Okay. Very much. Very good. Thanks, Jordan. With that, we're going to move right along to the Department of Public Safety. And Brent, I guess we'll turn the floor over to you this evening.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a quick note from Chief Henning. As you can see on the statistics, call volume has slowed quite a bit in the last month. Allowed us as a team to take on one of our internal projects. Our records retention project that Officer Anderson and I took on is complete. We're now proper in the records that we have and the records we've disposed of. We're still in the process of Officer Anderson's very deep into the evidence room purging, and that's coming along nicely. Officer Anderson's been working as a school resource officer, so he's at the school every day, supervises the stop, yeah, bus stop pickups and such. PD participated in the fire safety event, and most of you probably saw that. It was very well received. Also, officers came up and listened to poetry event at the school. Let's see. Officer Channel's been working extensively on the radios, reprogramming and getting things more efficient and operating properly. And with Denise, they're working on some public works and EMS things on networking type of thing with our radios. That'll be moving along as time goes.
Did we get Dave? Yeah. Okay.
Officer Chandler and the chief have been working with a voice over IP idea to connect to Almar, ALMR, via the internet for possibility of dispatch options and backup type stuff in the future. Unknown where that's going to go. It's a kind of a test run to see what's available. Cecilia Eats has given permission to utilize their high-speed internet for that project, so that will help. Let's see. The city has set up a standalone bank account for our drug forfeiture funds. Just spoke with Chief Henning this evening, and those funds are just shy of $40,000, I believe, due to the activity the drug forfeitures working with the task force. With those funds, you know, those can be used for police training, equipment, and the goal is to use those with budgetary items and be able to look at purchasing some updated patrol vehicles. Chief's working on that right now, looking at options.
With that, I just great kudos to the folks on the Solisum department for what they're doing.
It is
amazing what's been stopped, and you might just throw some numbers on what's been.
Well, just yesterday,
yes.
This is obviously an open investigation, but just yesterday, with information from the task force, Officer Anderson and I were able to interdict nearly $50,000 worth of methamphetamine. So I can't say any more than that because it is an open investigation, but the information, the ability to network with the entity in Anchorage is just a piece of the puzzle that is nearly impossible without it. So it's vital and how it all links together. And of course, we're not catching everything, but I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I've mentally been keeping track, and I would guess that with cash and drug street value, since I started a year ago September, I believe we're probably in the $600,000, $700,000 range of drugs and cash that have been taken. So sometimes it doesn't seem like it. I know citizens, of course, you're going to see activity that either is drug activity or mirrors drug activity. You know, young people do congregate. It's not always a drug party, but we are active in this arena, and we're successful at this point. And in a perfect world, we wouldn't need to be doing this, but, you know, we just have to keep chasing it. So
But kudos to you folks and the task force, because it is amazing what we've stopped since you guys have been doing
this. We'd like to double, triple, quadruple that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's possible. You know, we're going to have to keep chasing it. It's like herding cats, though. You know, it's a chase game, and we just work hard at it. That's all we can do. So with that said, this drug forfeiture money can be used towards public safety vehicles, which we are in need of. I mean, it gets very expensive to nickel and dime a vehicle, especially remotely, and so it would be money well spent. And we'd like to label those vehicles if that does happen with graphics that show that these vehicles are paid for with drug forfeiture, so the public knows, what's happening and the benefits of it. So. Again, kudos to Investigator Sleese. He's working, very diligently on the Anchorage end of things. There's several pending felony indictments on local Sandpoint individuals for felony distribution of heroin and methamphetamine. That is, and again, like I said, a lot of people don't know these things, but there are a lot of things happening behind the scenes. So, and then there was a correction on last month's information. Apparently a statement he had should have read after the grant expires in 20 months, not 12 months.
I'm sorry to interrupt again. And for the boys that are in Anchorage right now with the planning meeting coming up, the borough tomorrow, I know number one is our harbor to get finished, but it's time that Sandpoint gets some things and to benefit the region for what the task force and Investigator Sleese are doing. As we all know, his deal comes up either next year or after. It's going to be a full-fledged on the city to cover that. You guys in Anchorage, you may bring that up to the borough. That would be a nice touch if maybe the borough stepped in and helped fund that last year on his contract. So. If you guys keep that in mind when you guys are working out in your planning session. So, anyway, I just wanted to mention that. And Brent, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. So, I'm not sure if this is just to reiterate what he had in the last months. As it read, I think last month, it said after we meeting with the King Cove and the task force members to lay out groundwork for future funding of the investigator position after 12 months, but it was supposed to be 20 months. He's looking to find equal funding between Sandpoint, King Cove, and the borough. Also, we'll be eligible for HIDA grant monies, which is the high-intensity drug traffic area. And so those monies can be used for the overtime that is necessary for Investigator Sleese to do what he does, which will... I mean, the obvious impact is more hours spent and more successful interdictions. So, and that's earmarked as I think $18,000 in that grant. So that's a lot of overtime. So, and that's about it.
Very good. Thank you, Brent. Questions for Brent? Sandpoint.
Touch on the issue. Having Sleese working with the task force does have a follow-on benefit for other communities as well. During the presentation today for Sandpoint, that was definitely brought up and emphasized that we're putting the bill, but other communities are also benefiting from it. So we'll be sure again tomorrow to stress that point.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Jordan. I'm glad that you guys are out there for this. Unfortunately, we seem to coincide with the council meeting, so I appreciate you folks staying out there and being there on the city's behalf. So, any other questions in Anchorage for Brent? Okay, thank you.
It's really nice to see that Officer Sleese is out here doing a great job and stopping all that whatever he can of traffic, with drugs coming into the communities. And special thanks to the community members and the ones that are giving the tips up for him to do his job well. I really really want to say special thanks to them also.
Very good. Thank you, Emil. That's true. I very much appreciate it. Alan, any comments? Okay, thank you. With that, I'm going to move right along to our Public Works Director, and I'm going to turn the floor over to Dave.
Good evening. We were busy here the last couple months. I know we didn't have a meeting last month, but this last month here, we were working pretty good. We had put a new battery in the forklift. We finally got the right battery for the forklift for the recycle center. We hauled Bobcat from the landfill to the shop. We were using it. Replaced the steering ram with a sweeper. We hauled a double drum roller down to the airport so they could use it to pound down the rocks in the apron. You can't have anything over 3 inches high. We hauled and drained 21 vehicles, and we hauled them to the landfill in Platinum. We graded roads twice. We worked on the recycle center furnace. We had to spend about $800 on that. We lost the squirrel cage and the housing. We replaced the door on the cop car. We swept roads. We worked on some of the culverts. We cleaned up the catch basins on top so they'd retrieve water. We fueled buildings, refilled the fuel truck, moved the crusher out. We got the fire boat in there right now. We have Paul today finished boxing up the jet drives. We'll be sending them to the post office tomorrow to get them shipped out, and they're pretty hammered. We're going to be spending some money on them. Talking to Hamilton today, there's 15 other jet drives in front of us, but since it's a fireboat, he's going to try squeezing us in quicker. So, a guy named Chris, a really good guy. Fueled all the buildings. We moved the crusher out in order to get the boat in there. We're running out of room between the fire truck and the fireboat. Rotated tires on the admin truck. I think it got a broken steel belt, so we ordered four new tires for it. I put them in on 2012, so we've got our miles out of them. We put the plow on the sand truck. It says Lau. I missed the P on that one. We put the plow on the sand truck. It works actually really good. I ordered a new rubber for it last night. I called them for quitting time. We've got a new rubber coming for it. We wanted to try it out to make sure it worked. Paul had ran it before, but the rubber that was on it was folding over. So we got a better rubber on it now, but now we're going to get a one piece that goes the 12-foot length. We hauled 21 loads of 3-inch minus to Trident Seafoods to build themselves a little road to get to the receiver tank. We plowed snow.
Before you move on, if you don't mind, I'm going to back up a little bit. I know you guys have been busy, but you did move 21 vehicles, but that one by the store, whenever you guys have a chance, I know that's a bigger one.
We can't do it right now.
Yeah, no, I understand. But when you have a chance, I know it's been drained and everything and whatever. So.
No, we got that. There's a few others that are going to be going too.
Okay, thanks.
So as far as recycle center, that's all good now. It's up, like I said, the furnace is up and running. The landfill, we replaced the hydraulic hoses and rebuilt the rams for the grapple on the skid steer. Assisted unloading, the landfill guys assisted us unloading and vehicles and getting them stacked. We serviced the garbage truck. Garbage, of course, has slowed down a whole bunch. Besides, Trident's bringing in a bunch of construction debris. Some of it's burnable. Some of the sheetrock and stuff we're going to have to bury, which is no biggie. But the water sewer, we finished the PRV valves. The water pressure in town now is down to the pressure it's supposed to be. We are getting complaints about it, though, because everybody's used to all the big water pressure, and now it's down to, people like Melvin Larson's, they're down to like 18 pounds, 19 pounds. Due to the elevation of their house and the water tanks at the school. So we're going to be working on that. We're going to be taking Dickey's water line, and we're going to run it behind our vault, which will give Dickey 42 pounds of water pressure. And then we will tee off, but just before it turns to head towards Harry's old house, we're going to throw a tee in there and charge Mooney so he's got pressure, And then we were talking about maybe doing a tee on that to feed Melvin's house, which has only got 18 pounds of water pressure. We're going to try to pick up those. I know Janet has got some pretty low pressure, too, due to her elevation, but she hasn't complained about it yet. If she does, we'll have to figure out something to... I'm not sure where her water line is, so we'd have to do some looking around. But PRV's done. We just got the power done today, so we've got a little electric heat in there now to keep that from freezing. We're saving approximately 20% of our water now due to we've slowed the pressure down, stopped the leaks. We were running just over 100 gallons a minute now. We're still after the 80 mark because we had it before, so we're going to be hitting that. With the boat harbor off, it's helped a lot. I mean, we've got a couple weeks we've got to work on down there. Dylan passed one of his exams. He missed the other exam by 2 questions, so he will get it next time. I mean, that was a pretty tough test. And THC came in this last week and did a bunch of electrical work for us, updated a bunch of new stuff, stuff that we needed, that our stuff was outdated, you couldn't get parts for it anymore. And it's all on the automation. We still got a radio frequency problem. They're working on it in Anchorage because there's never been anything written on what kind of a radio system we had. And it's missed in all the prints, everything. We don't know what we have for a radio system. So, and THC is going to be working on that. And Dave and them are on it. We rebuilt the check valve and pump one. That's back up and running now. And that's about all I got. It's been a busy month.
Yeah. With that, thanks, Dave. I don't fall under yours, but back to Brent. How are we doing on the tsunami warning deal?
I don't have any information on that.
Do you know anything?
No. I know it works. They said the system works fine. It just isn't operating on the test.
Oh.
And I know they gathered some info from it, sent that info back. That's the last I heard. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll put a note on Denise's desk to follow up with that.
Yeah. Okay.
The last time the battery backup was bad on the computer up at the clinic. It wasn't allowing the stuff to go through it. I don't know if that's part of your problem now, but that's the last time Dennis and us worked on it and got it going. It was the backup.
Okay. So. Anyway, questions for Dave?
Just one.
Go ahead, Jack.
Was it just time on your jets on that fireboat, Dave?
The problem is we've gotten some water behind the ring that the impeller runs on. And the corrosion shoved the ring out, which wore the impeller. But there's also fins on the inside of the housing that are very much corroded. And that's Hamilton Jet, that is their main concern about that. They said as far as the wheel, the impeller, all that stuff is nothing, but depending how bad the housing, the fins are on the inside of the housing, we looked at them today and they're hammered. So we'll have to wait for Hamilton to make the decision whether we're going to find housings or... And they said they've got a special paint to put on them now because the ring is about a foot in diameter and it's about 10 inches long and they got to press that in and then the impeller runs on it. That ring is in the thousands. I think you're only allowed 2/1000ths between the wheel and the ring. But with the corrosion getting under the ring and building up, it shoved the ring out, and that's what wore everything out. But then again, someone had been in one of the jets before because there's different bolts on one of the jet drives. When Dennis and them were down there looking at the boat, the guy said he had some work done on it, and Hamilton's done all the work on it, so... Otherwise, it's just waiting. I mean, we're going to try to priority express everything down there tomorrow and try to get a turnaround and hopefully back soon. You know, it's all we can do. Yeah, we got a cutlass bearing we've got to replace. We got 2 Timken bearings we have to replace. And then it's got like a Jabsco sealing system in it with ceramic rings and all that. And we got to put all that back in. But everything will be new. I'm sending the shafts down to make sure that they're not scratched too bad. There is a spacer that's got an O-ring on it that the seal's right on. Well, the spacer was frozen to the shaft, and that's why when we set it in the water, it started dumping right out of the shaft without firing up the machine. Well, that spacer froze on the shaft and it wouldn't shove against the ceramics to make a seal. So we kind of figured that out. But we didn't realize how bad the jets were as far as the corrosion under the rings. And they got special paints. They said they'll have to knock out all the corrosion, fill in the voids, machine it down. And the impellers are almost $4,000 each. And they said that normally they can, depending on how bad the impeller is, they can rebuild them. So it's $120 an hour, and they said it's approximately 8 hours to do. So we'll see how it goes. You know, they haven't seen them or anything like that. But when they see them, they'll let us know what we gotta do.
Good. Thanks, Dave. Other questions for Dave? Not hearing any. Anchorage? Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll get that roll and get that out of your way so you can tackle the next things on your list.
Get the crusher back in there and finish it.
So, okay, very good. Thanks, Dave. And if you want, you can picture off. So we're going to move right along to number five under reports. The Harbor Master and Richard, I'll turn the floor over to you.
Thank you. Good evening. Well, the short report, things are going okay down there. The guys are just busy work. We ordered and received new lumber for bilge blocks, and the guys are using them up now. Help the public works haul vehicles to the dump. All tires to the doctor, Paul of Harbor Tribe, and it looks like they are getting another load ready to go. The haul tables for QTT. Water in the harbor has been shut off except for one spigot down at the end of the wall. And the guys hauled white metal to the dump, hauled used oils, replaced some broken light bulbs in the gear shed. And the crew, they fixed three street lights. I think it was on Friday, but one of those days. One of them needs a little more dressing, but they're getting them. And I also ordered new street lights from the LED ones. They're on the way. That's all I have to report, barring any questions.
Thanks, Moon. Just a couple thank yous to you for the ones in the trailer court from the individuals who live right across from them. All three of them have said thank you.
Yeah,
so.
That was a good fix. We gave Art the wire and he lit up the joint. Yeah. It's good. It looks good.
Well, we haven't seen the trailer court get fixed as they promised by the end of summer and that other two things that they promised. We'll keep on those folks on those, but appreciate getting those lights back on. It is the dark time of the year, and I wish we can get a few more new ones up in certain places, but we'll work on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, thanks, Moon. Questions here in Sandpoint for Moon? Not hearing any. Anchorage? Thanks, Emil. Alan?
No.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Moon.
Thank you.
We're going to move right... go ahead, Dick.
I know you have a different time in meeting for public comment and whatnot, but I wanted to comment on Boat Harbor. A couple things. The big boat's gone across that road down there. It's going to totally destroy it. I mean, there's just too much weight in that travel heist. Plus the boats. My boat alone, empty, probably weighs around 140,000, 150,000 pounds. And plus the travel ice, it's going to squish that road. And then, you know, it's not going to happen because they don't have money to repair it. So that's a major concern of mine. Another one is that I've owned my boat for 43 years now. It's been in the harbor, in the water, on the pad, all over the place down there. And I've got all kinds of different electricity on that boat. I got 220, I got 110, I got 32, I got 12 volts. And three phase, the whole shoot match. I've even had a generator in the past that had a hot leg on it all the time. I don't have it anymore. But anyway, I got hauled out this year to store it for the winter. I'm back in the water now because a little tester light is lighting up when you touch my boat. That Old Harbor house was built about the same time as my boat. And if you go around the Old Harbor house and touch things in there with that little tester, it lights up. All the switches, all the plug-ins, everything. Because it's detecting electricity. Anyway, I paid for winter storage on the pad. I paid for a haul-out. And planning on to finish my work before I went back in water. Now I'm back in the water, not necessarily because of my choosing. They were going to cut off my power down in the harbor. Actually, when we turned it off while I was here just before I left, when I come back, it was turned back on. I didn't know if he did it or who did it, but it was back on. So I took these testers and went over and tested my boat. And it does light the light. But Moon touched a prop last year and supposedly burnt his hand. I put my hand on every piece of metal on that boat and never get a shock. I have my grandson, probably got a hell of a lot more tender hands than we do, lick his hand to get it wet and test the whole boat and never get a shock. But that little tester light came on. So now I'm back in the water. And I'm expecting to get a haul out in the spring so that I can get up and test my boat for snags and do a normal maintenance in the spring. And I'm also anticipating reimbursement for winter storage for my boat on the pad. I can't understand what the deal is. If you gotta go by that little tester, the harbor house has gotta go. The harbor house is just as hot as my boat. And that's BS. My boat's been on the beach a couple, three winters. Never heard a bloody thing. Never heard anything since this fall when we hauled it up. I don't understand it, but somebody's infinite wisdom is smarter than mine about electricity. So I'm back in the water, and it's upsetting. Take a look at that pad down there and take a picture of it. Everybody on the main pad is from out of town. Not everybody, but probably 80% of the boats that are on the main pad from out of town. And you've got big boats like mine and Jack up in the lagoon. Not good. So, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Dick. Did you want to comment, Moon?
Sure. Yeah, I'll comment. Last year, I did get a blast from the boat we're talking about. I mean, it turned the skin on my fingers white. And if I had any sense then, I would have turned the power off to the boat, and I didn't. And then this year, I have a tester. You hold it up to a plug-in that's 110, and if it lights up, it's 110 coming through the plug-in. You can do it on the lights. And then this year, I did go over and check the boat out, and the thing lit up on the propeller, on the keel coolers, I mean, around the whole boat. And I checked other boats, and they didn't light up. But, you know, for a person to get a shock, a bad shock, and burn your hand off it, I mean, it's a safety thing. And sure, I talked to Dickie about it. told them I'd turn the power off. And, you know, it's a safety thing for him, for whoever. Or maybe it was grounded different last year or something. Anyway, we talked about it. And he said that, well, the only option if you can turn my power off is to go back into the water. Because if the boat freezes up, you know, because he has heaters on, if the boat freezes up, the engines or something, then it's the city's problem because I turn the power off. So, you know, I sure up, put the boat back in the water, fix the electricity, and have at it.
Well, I understand the safety side of it. I mean, if there was a fire or something, there's a whole pad of boats there that could go.
Yeah.
But, Dick, we'll work with you on that. You know, chat about the, you know, and what it costs or whatever. I'm not sure. I don't know anything about power, so.
Well, that's fine. I mean, if you're working with me to spring with it, get it away, that's fine. They're different things. Last year down there, when they were hauling skiffs up, I was one of the first skiffs up, and I asked them to put it at the end of the line so that if anything happened to the travel heights, or not the travel heights, the cramp, that I'd be able to get my skiff. I could tow it out. Well, obviously, I could put behind quite a few skiffs, so I couldn't tow it out. So I talked to Mooney about it, and Mooney got it brought up. And they could have, when they brought it out, they could have put it any place to put it back in the water. But because I had commented that I would tow the damn thing off the beach, excuse my language, I would tow it off the beach if I had to, they put it where I asked to be put it, put the fall before. So I towed it out. This year I asked basically for the same thing. You might take a look at where my skiff is now. If I tow it out now, I got to tow it over boulders this side. There's no way. You got to either tow it down that ramp where you can't tow it, or else you got to block it up so it don't hit the rocks. So I don't know what's going on down the harbor, and I don't know if I'm ruffling some feathers because I'm talking about the harbor, but you know, it's a public service. It's probably the only part of the city of Sandpoint that's paying for itself. And every fisherman down there is paying their share. So I would hope that the treatment of fishermen would get straightened up. Thank you.
Thanks, Dick.
Where your skiff was last year and where it was, or where your skiff is now and where it was last year, you guys moved it last year from inside the stack, and they were able to get it over there. We'll be able to get it back over there for you.
After I talked to you, you moved. But if you put it there, but I asked to be put it there, I wouldn't have even had your help. But besides that, that crane not working and not having the right parts or whatever it is, now it's going to go on. It's going to go on 2 years, and you're going to have a crane that can't even provide service for the city, so it's just very frustrating.
We'll work with you, and Moon will chat.
We'll get that taken care of
for you.
We can move that skiff from where it is.
Just a quick note, and I on the crane, we've had a little snafu, and but I think we got that taken care of. So we will have that part and get that rolling. So that's into progress. We've had a little bit of the wrong one got here, and it turned out to be a little more than we expected, but we're working on that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have one other little comment.
Sure, no, go ahead.
Nothing to do with Boat Harbor. I talked to Dave, and he reported where he could do to boost my pressure on the water.
Mm-hmm.
I offered to pay for the material or whatever that it would take, you know, if it would speed up the job or whatever, keep track of material, I'd pay for it, because right now toilet barely fills. It'll just, darn it, takes about 10 minutes to fill the back of the toilet.
I know that's on top of your list.
It's on one of my top of my list. You bet.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Dick. Any other questions for Moon before we move on? Not hearing any. Thanks, Richard. We're going to move on to reports number 6 as a student representative, and Ms. Gardner, the floor is yours. Stand up so I can see you. Okay, just kidding.
Okay. Student council has been pretty, not much is happening. We did make a Costco order, and we're working on getting everything put in the student store, because when it got brought in, the office had made an order for snacks for their kids, and they put in everything in our student store, so most of their stuff got in there, so we're just working on getting that all out of there and situated and everything, so we can open that up. And what else? When I was gone for this, but my VP and social chair, Logan and Edmund, they got everybody in the school together in shirts for Red Ribbon Week. got them in a ribbon. We didn't really have Red Ribbon Week this year because the clinic people up there didn't contact us in time, so we just used old shirts from a different year. But we still got the picture, so that's good. And that's mostly all that's been happening. There was a Christmas concert that went really good. And the Christmas bazaar that our class did, I think that went really well. There was a lot of people there. And that's mostly the next one.
How's the, are we starting basketball soon?
We started basketball on the 29th or 28th of November. I don't really know when.
When's our first game in town?
In town? January 11th.
Oh, okay.
Because, it's the 11th and 12th, I think.
Good.
10? Oh, my gosh, I don't remember the first game, but we're here against King
Cove, and the boys are in King Cove.
And I think that's it. Is there anything else that I'm forgetting?
Oh, we're just curious. Questions for Brittany? Anything from Anchorage? Okay. Thank you, Brittany.
Awesome.
Okay. Very good. We'll move right along this evening to our hearings, ordinances, resolutions. We have one. It's resolution 2018-16. It's our shared fishery business tax program. Every year it's the same thing. We do have to pass a resolution for this to provide with our application. And so we will be doing that, and I'll turn it over to Jordan. Did you have anything else you would like to add?
This is about application that the city can fill out if it thinks this amount is not accurate. But again, if we were to put the time into gathering all the data and the guesswork, there's no guarantee that it would result in any more money coming to the city. It may actually result in less money. So it seems to have worked out historically pretty well. So we're just going to take the standard approach and go apply for the $40,000 that the state's offering.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Jordan. Any other comments before we move on? Not hearing you, I'd entertain a motion to adopt resolution 18-16.
I'll move to adopt.
Motion's been made by Jack to adopt. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Shirley. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Danny?
Yes.
Emil? Shirley?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Alan? Jack?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Moving right along this evening to old business, fishnet boxes. Alan was gracious enough to get a supply list, and then Richard was working with, was it Marine Lumber, and then we got another quote from Uresco, and I do believe that's for 6 boxes. Was that correct, Moon?
5.
Or 5. Okay, 5, yeah. Okay. So we would like to start with 5, and we'll work with the Bravos to build. And I think the whole idea behind this whole thing was, as you all know, in the summertime, you can't get on the east wall, period. I mean, this last year, I think the second time that I had to go through the travel, if I know, I watched Dick do the same thing. He hasn't able to get over to the dock because there's never any room on it. And now, from beyond the not the room, we have nets that are pretty much clogging up that. So the idea behind this, if we could get 5 boxes and keep that, when you get to that one corner, when it turns down, there will be not allowed any nets on that. So that one stretch could always be open for people to run and use and get at their lockers and their vans and everything, and no nets allowed there. And we can cut down with starting on making 5 net boxes. And I think, Dick, you use one already. I think you and a couple others, right? And they're pretty convenient, and we could just move them out of the way, and that way we could keep that section of the east wall, for starters, you know, open for people that need to use it and not keep it clogged up. So that was the idea behind starting with getting 5 boxes and keeping that one section of the wall net free for the summertime, because we're not able to utilize that at all at some point. So that in a nutshell is where we're at, and we'd like to do 5 for beginners and see how that works out this summer, and keep that one section of the wall net free. What are the council's wishes?
I think it's a good start. I don't think that should be stored there. That's not what that was designed for. My observation.
Yeah. Well, I think this is a way we get a beginning. Maybe if it works out well, we can jump on it and that way and get that whole section from the next one up. Same thing. And
right.
Then no nets allowed, period.
Well, yeah, they should, yeah. Because that's not a storage area.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but I mean, if I was saying it and if I had 3 or 4 nets, I'd probably want to stack a few here and there too, but, you know.
Yeah. With that, what are the council's wishes? Would you like to move on this or not? You have 2 in front of you. The Marine Lumber is the better quote. And I think, Moon, you deal with them quite often. Dick?
One suggestion is make sure you build them identical, yeah, so you can stack them. Oh. Depending on where you want to put them, but if you put them in a warehouse, if you stack them, it's really nice.
Okay. Yeah, they look convenient, to the few that I see that people use them. And I know after trying to stack a net that the Peter Pan, and then you get cursed out when something's hanging here and there. And wanting it restacked, and then I'm just afraid when you're gone up that you lose the whole thing right in the middle of the road and have to restack it by hand. So I think they're just convenient, and I think they have holes in the bottom, right? There's not plywood on the bottom, it's just the things, so the drains.
Depending on who built the box, they have plywood on the bottom, but they're not tight.
Oh, so it'll drain.
Yeah, they drain.
Okay. I just think it's a great idea, and I think it's a start in a... Go ahead, Danny. Go ahead, Dan.
Oh, it's Alan.
Oh, Alan, I'm
sorry. Use hole saws and drill the holes in the bottom so that they'll dry, otherwise the bottoms rot out on them.
Okay.
A little extra labor when you build them.
Yeah, well, no, that's a good idea. With that, I don't know if I talked enough about it, but I would suggest let's go with, start with 5 and let's see where it works, and let's see if we can keep that one section of the east wall net free for the summer so people...
Is this going to be a free service?
Actually, at this point...
Or would you be charging for a daily rate for storing your net on the wall?
at this point, we haven't talked about that. Okay. It's just we were going to supply these. Just
to supply five of them?
Yeah, to help out to keep at least that one section free, because we're having troubles with people getting over there. So that's something we can talk about later. Good point.
I think we can start for five, but I think we need to attach a fee to it. Otherwise, there's five out of, I haven't counted the Santas, but there's certainly more than five.
Yeah.
And if you do one for one, there's going to be people screaming for one to do for the other. So. Good start for good. I think it's a good start, but like I said, I just think we ought to stop the storage. You know, if I had a saying, a $50,000 saying, I'd probably want to have my own box put it in a trailer. But that's just me, I guess.
Dick?
I think a fisherman, I mean, if you put it out to the fisherman, they think they'll buy them.
Oh, well, that's maybe...
I mean, you might initially do the construction, but the fisherman will buy them. Mike bought his. He had it built last summer. Had it built too small.
Oh.
You know, and your net stacked up over the deal because that way you can't stack
them. Stack them.
Yeah.
That may be an idea, too, and that way... And then we can maybe quicker on a turnaround to build more.
Immediately, yeah.
Well, let's... Two good ideas there, so let's see. Let's start by building five first and see where it gets us. With that, I'd entertain a motion from the council.
A motion on a particular company, Marine Lumber.
I think we could go with Marine Lumber.
Make a motion to order the lumber for $5.
Okay, motion's been made by Shirley. Do we have a second? Second by Amo. Any further discussion? Moon, if you don't mind, if it's Ghost tonight, you don't mind getting that rolling for us?
Okay.
Okay. Not hearing any further discussion, a roll call, please.
Ellen?
Shirley? Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Amo? Marita?
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you, guys. Let's see how what we can do to help that section of the wall and down the road, Jack. Let's hopefully clean it all up so it can be utilized like it should be.
Well, if my set nets were sitting up there and a couple of my skiffs were sitting up there, I guarantee you somebody would be pounding on my door and moving.
Yeah. No, this is true.
So.
Okay, with that, we're going to move down to new business. First on the list is our close-up donation request, and I see we do have someone here to represent the class, so I'll turn the floor over to you, Karen.
Okay, I'm the close-up advisor, and Lindsay and Lila and Faith are here. Our five boys are out of town right now, and we're requesting $2,000 for our close-up fund. We've been doing a lot of fundraising. We started over the summer, and we've been doing fundraising up until now, and I think the kids are getting really excited. We'll be going in April, first week of April 7th starts the close-up program, and we've already requested our Lisa Murkowski Capitol Hill tour on Wednesday, so we're really excited about that. So it'll be a good trip.
It is probably one of the best trips, I think, that is available, and I think probably Washington, D.C. is one of the neatest places to go in great history, and I totally support that. How far along have you guys made it so far?
We're getting really close. We're going to do one more raffle in January for some prizes that we've been collecting from the community. And just reevaluate things then and see what we need to do. But we're getting really close. We've had we have eight kids going.
Okay, I was just going to say what was your kids, eight?
Eight kids going and myself. So it's quite a bit, but the community is very supportive and we appreciate your donation and the borough donated and everybody's really supportive.
Well, I think it's a great program, and again, this comes out of our monies that we use for that. So I would push that the council supports you with your $2,000 donation. So, and we really appreciate you guys coming this evening. That's important too. So thanks, to your students for coming this evening and showing the support for getting there. So that's mm-hmm. very important, too. Mm-hmm. What are the council's wishes?
I think we should donate $2,000 to close it.
And that is a motion.
And that's a motion.
Motion made by Shirley to donate the $2,000. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Marita. Is there any further discussion? Jack?
Coming out of the Bingo Fund, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Any comments from Anchorage?
It's a good I support it, so yes.
Very good. Thank you, Alan. Okay. Very good. With that, not hearing anything further, a roll call, please.
Jack?
Yep.
Danny?
Yep.
Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Emil? Alan.
Very good. You're taken care of. And you guys have fun. I want to see lots of pictures.
Take lots of pictures.
Yeah.
I'd like to say I got to go on a tour in Washington with the mayor here.
We had a blast.
And it was like, I feel like I've been here before. And it's only because my children were there and took lots of pictures. And I'm going,
I saw Peter Jennings.
Pictures.
Dead.
Yeah, when you were over there?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, again, you guys have fun. And like I said, I think the previous class did, which I thought was a really neat thing, they sent out, was like little picture things when they got back to all the people that supported. It was a great idea. And they were all different pictures, so it weren't like one of the same. So good idea.
That is a good idea.
Yeah. So, again, you guys have fun. And thank you guys for coming this evening.
Thank you.
Okay. With that, we're going to move on to new business number two, is the Aleut International Association donation request. It is in your packet, and I briefly chatted with Liza, and I'm not, you can read up on it. And again, I'm not too much up on all that, so I'm going to listen to the council on this one. Anybody have comments? Dick, do you know much about that? Did you deal with them with the LU Corporation?
No.
Oh, okay. So it's not the same. They're not affiliated?
API.
Oh, okay. So
they've had a bingo permit and allowed API to use it for years.
Okay. So that's where the money's coming from. I was wondering. I've never... You know, we see this all the time. I'm not sure quite what they really do.
Yeah.
So, what are the council's thoughts on this?
I asked if they requested funding from us before, and I think they might have.
I can't remember if they did. I don't think
they
did.
Never
no.
requested
funding
from us.
No.
I don't remember seeing any of those before.
Are you prepared, or did you want to do a little more digging into before we make the decision? We could postpone till next month's meeting.
I think with looking at the budget, I think maybe we ought to, because if it came out of anywhere, that's more than one fund that we should know a little more. I mean, I see the pamphlet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering about... I mean, I see the... environmentalist side of it. I don't know what it does for San Antonio.
Well, if it's okay, then with the count, Dick?
Just a couple of comments on it. Since Liza's taken over, it's become a lot more active. And she's bringing in a lot of different people there's no way that one person can do all of the communications and travel and whatnot that they are involved with. So she's getting different people to travel different parts of the world to communicate with, you know, Iceland and I think there's some South Pacific Islands coming up here sometime this year. So they're involved with a lot of different things. But what their goals are, I really don't have a clue.
Well, if it's all right with the council, then let's push this off, and maybe we'll have Jordan. We're going to direct Jordan to dig a little bit for us, if that's okay with the council. And then I'll talk to Liza, too. Is that okay with the council? I'm seeing yeses here. How about Anchorage?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Alan?
I kind of see.
Okay. Well, very good. Yeah. Okay, thanks. Jordan, we will tack that on to your to-do list. And I'll talk to you about it tomorrow.
All right, great.
Okay. Thank you. We'll go ahead and move on to number three, Sandpoint Families Fighting Cancer Fund donation request. In your packet, you're looking to... Where is it? Fund. Now, Krista, is this just...
Sorry,
our portion of the whole deal?
No, we're asking everybody.
No, but I mean, how much are you looking for it from us, from two?
We're looking for that computer.
Oh, for the raffle? It's going to be a raffle of several
it's
items?
It's a raffle of as much as we can get from people. And it's something we do yearly.
Yeah.
Because who knows who's going to get cancer.
Yeah,
and
no,
a lot of people, some people won't have medical and...
Do you have a goal for how many tickets you want to sell, maybe? No?
Yeah, we're going to print.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to make more money than, like...
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, more than what we get. Okay. We're going to make sure to make, you know, enough.
Well, how many organizations are
there? There's only one organization that we have.
Is it the same one that does the pop-up market?
I don't know if they do that. I don't know what they do.
They collect $10.
I don't know what they do with that
so
money.
So that's a separate...
That's separate.
Mm-hmm. That's separate. This is something
different.
Is this the
I'm
same...
I'm thinking, unless Sherilyn took that over. Was it Marilyn that did it? Because it's Sherilyn.
Well, there's a group of people that do it, and some of them are gone, like Robin from the store... Debbie's still involved in
that. I can ask Sherilyn if she collects that money. I know that she collects our money.
And Jade's helping.
Yeah, it's me, Jade, Sherilyn. I've never talked to Debbie about it.
Is this the same program that worked with the with Jerry?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And we have council. We have donated in the past. We usually had given a lift or whatever, so.
And it's for the raffle. The community members that.
Yeah. No, I totally.
It doesn't go out anywhere else.
Yeah. So maybe change it up a little bit and do something different.
For what?
So we'll be given different than we normally do.
Well, it used to be me holding
this.
Yeah, but I mean, we usually give a lift so that we could give this instead.
Oh, yeah. That's
you see what
it
I'm
was
saying?
For. Yeah. Used to give a harbor haul out.
Yeah.
And they didn't do that this year.
Right.
They didn't do the walk.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have anybody to do it, so we're going to do this instead.
I think that's a good idea, and I know that it's helped a lot of people. And it's been really helpful to a lot of people.
And it's, so. I mean, it costs a lot of money to fly in and out of here to go get treatment.
Yeah. I would urge the council to support that. I'd entertain a motion. Motion made by Jack. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Marita to... Fund
or purchase?
No, purchase.
I wouldn't have no conflicts with making that motion.
No.
Otherwise, it never, nothing. Never
right. Okay, so motion's been made, seconded. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any roll call, please.
Jack.
Yep.
Danny.
Yep.
Marita.
Yes.
Shirley.
Yes.
Alan.
Emil. Okay, motion carries. Thank you, and we'll go
and
ahead.
If anybody wants to volunteer and help us, we would greatly appreciate it. Because it is a lot of work.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Krista.
Okay.
Moving right along to number four under new business. It's our 2019 lobbyist contract. It's Mark Hickey. We have, as you know from the prior, we do 12,000 it's been a lot cheaper than what a few other communities are paying him, and we do, he does help. I don't know how he does it. That guy is, he is amazing in what he does, but good peoples, and I really would urge us to renew his contract for the year. He's been a big help on this city dock project. I mean, he's been right there on everything we needed to make sure that didn't slip away. So
I'll make a motion to renew the contract with Mark for the 2019 for $12,000.
Very good. Marita made a motion. Do I have a second? Second by Jack. Okay, thanks, Emil. Anyway, any further discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Emil? Jack?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Alan?
Okay, very good. Motion carries. We'll get that taken care of. Moving on, new business number 5, Aleutian China Restaurant's liquor license. It is in front of you in your packet. And Jordan, correct me if I'm wrong. If there isn't any objections to the license renewal, we say nothing and it gets taken care of. Is that correct? Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Any comments from the council? I'm not seeing any here. How about Anchorage? Okay, Alan. Okay, very good. Jordan, I think, I don't know if we need to or not, but if we do, maybe directions for the letter and no objections from the council.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. With that, we're going to move right along to new business number 6. It's 2019 Board of Fish Meetings attendees. We're in the midst of it, and Danny and every and Amos out in Anchorage and Jordan have been attending meetings with the borough planning. The borough's been helping set up stuff. Some of the organizations are trying to hire people, and I think maybe we hit base with Dick today on somebody that he worked with prior and trying to arrange something there. We're trying to get good people on board that can help us in this process. And hopefully it's all coming together. And what we're asking of the council in for the Board of Fish, and we need as many people as we can go out to this meeting because it's going to be important. We would like to send 3 council members, and what we were looking at and talking with the borough, and hopefully King Cove will be on board with this, is to take our direction as a council and create a story that will be told by myself and three council members that go out, and that will move into the next community that would do it with theirs, and it would culminate with the borough coming in and finishing off the story that would all be about the economics of the communities of Area M, because they are self-sustaining as we speak. And any kind of blow from what may happen to these meetings could jeopardize any of that in any way. So we were thinking that we would push our testimonies to all go in that direction. And I don't know what anybody thinks about that, and even comments from the public on that.
You mentioned me. I talked with Larry Edfeld.
Yeah.
And he's interested.
Okay, good.
He'll get back to me tomorrow to kind of lay it out he wasn't sure exactly which direction he should go or what should he do, but he's a real good communicator. And he served for 6 or 9 years on the board. So he has a lot of contacts. He knows all the board members, and he's willing to set up meetings with yourself, Melvin, whoever would like to talk with the board. With our experiences, when you go during your time when it's real crunch time, it's real hard for a board member to put it all together and deal with it. But if you go and have lunch with them a month ahead of time or a couple of weeks ahead of time, it makes a lot of difference. We had a couple of women out of Kodiak come and do that to us when we were in Cordova. They got everything they asked for. So it does make a difference to talk to people on a real casual basis, get to know them, get to know their interests, and communicate with them.
Maybe we could set up something, and Danny Boy will chat with you too about that and you folks in Anchorage there, but set up something similar to Dersham set up, and I know that also that we're working toward a Denby also on the situation, and that would be all great. And if he has that, I think we need to jump on that. Those kind of things in a possible, is there an Engels or something too or something?
There are Engels. I mentioned him to Ed Bell, and he didn't think that he'd do it.
Oh, okay. Okay. But if we could do something like that, that would be great.
Yeah.
Another point of interest for the folks online, I did finally get a hold of Ed Dersham today, and he sounded good. He said yes, he did have a health scare, and he had an operation, and he's at 100% full recovery, and after the holidays, he will be at it 100% again. So, anyway, but thanks for that, and well, whatever, just maybe give me a jingle or something.
You can email me.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
I talked to him twice today, so.
Okay, with that, I got a little bit off, but let's see how it works, but if the council could maybe approve of three council members, and I'm not sure where I'll fall into that picture, but we'll figure it out, because I know we're going to be talking about this with the Shimmigan Corporation, too. It's going to be important that if all of us could send one or two or three people to these things, I think it's our livelihood at this point, because it's scary. What does the council think?
I'm in full support. Like I said, this is a war we're in, and if you don't show up, you lose. So.
Yeah.
I agree.
Do we just need direction? Is everybody comfortable with that? And then we can keep in touch with those people that may end up gone. Is that okay? Or should we approve a set amount of people gone? Maybe we should do that.
That's what you want.
I just thought, you know, we're chatting about this when we're in Seattle too. If all the communities can come together and do all theirs up and take care of that, other people can, and they're going to help people with what do you call it, their testimonies and whatnot. So if we can all, before we have someone jump up there, and the same people might be saying the same thing about their personal thing, but nothing ever gets said about a community and what they rely on fish tax wise and all those kind of things. So we would direct the cities and the borough to cover all those, and that would leave room for lots of other people to hit the other different important parts that are going to have to be need to be addressed. And then plus we'd have those individuals that are working with the board members and stuff down the road, or before people that comes. Dick?
If you kind of leave it open so that I don't know who the spokespeople are for, mm-hmm. for your organization that's hiring these other people, but Larry really thinks it's important that you have one or two people that can meet with a board member, you know, so you don't have to meet with them all, just meet with them individually at different times. So you may have to go out at different times prior to the meeting. That's kind of...
Well, I think with the Saners thing, we'll have people out there that will be able to do that with the individuals.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to get rolling.
Okay.
So then they could go with and do that exact thing.
Yeah.
So... go ahead, Jack.
I just had one question for you, Dick. You've been in that loop for a long time with knowing people and on the board. Have we ever on the sports fish or the sports representation on that board, there's always someone from the sports fishery or whatever on there. Have we ever gotten a vote out of them?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Very definitely. Most of the sports fish people that are on the board are actually biologists, and they've dealt with the system. So the knowledge that they have when they're going to a meeting is probably far greater than like me walking into a meeting, and they're able to
tell
all that stuff out and normally make some halfway decent decisions. Now there's some different areas in the state that that doesn't work, like Huntington on there right now. You could probably write him off. I mean,
yes.
Probably don't hurt to communicate with him and, you know, tell the story and whatnot, but he's from up north and he's probably not going to vote for us.
What's his name?
But yeah, so that anyway, we'll keep moving that direction. So if it's okay with the council, then a direction, and I'll just keep in touch with everybody. And Alan, good point. We'll figure that out on how we get to send people and make that all work. So we'll just leave that all open so we can chat about it, and because we all need to work together and get as many people out there to these meetings as we can. It's just that's the most important thing, I think, at this point. And then line up the testimonies so they're not, you know, they all, you know, like we're trying for this entity to tell a story. And then say the other ones will be talking numbers and the biology of all of it and whatnot. And then everyone will have a part to tell. And because I know before it's been kind of hodgepodge and we all get up there and it's hard to give a speech and then you get emotional and it's a killer. If you have something that maybe you can rehearse a little bit and get it out there, and then the next person maybe compounds on that and adds a little bit more, and then it all, you know, comes out at the end where someone can finish it off, say like Alvin or someone that's on the board at the borough can finish it off for all of us and take care of that section of the testimony.
Really makes a difference if you go up as a group.
Yeah.
Because normally you only have 3 minutes. If you go up as a group, you probably have 10 minutes.
Oh.
And you don't all have to talk. I mean, you can appoint one person to utilize all your time and have them tell your part of the story. But it does make a difference if you have more than one person.
Okay, is that okay with the council then if we work it that way? And again, thank everybody for this is happening ahead of time. We're ahead of the game as we speak. As normal, we're usually down to the last minute thing, which is hard to get everyone together and on the same page. So, is that okay with everybody, Anchorage?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay, Alan? Okay, we will do that, and thank you for the direction, and we'll work with Jordan and Shannon and whatnot and get that stuff taken care of. So I'll close out that portion of the meeting, and we'll open up to public comments, and we only got Dick left. I forgot to take care of you over here. Okay, thanks, Dick.
Thanks for coming, Dick.
You bet. Council comments. I'm going to start with the folks out of town. Alan?
Comments is the... It has to do... And, you know, what the heck is going on?
What you're hearing, Al, is... Thank you, Alan, and I've personally and from our side have already tackled the organization on that, and have been told that it's being taken care of. But yes, you're on the money, Alan. I'm sick to my stomach. I had a knot for 2 days over this, and it's not just this. There's the list of it, as you said. We have some major issues with Eastern Aleutian tribes, and we got to start voicing those. I hope all of you as council members take a moment, either when you get back or for the folks that are sitting in Anchorage. The office is right downstairs, and the executive director sits right by the door, Kasia Whiteman. Stop in and visit her and let her know how you feel. And it's unfortunately, it's not just Sandpoint. They're having the same issues in our neighboring city to the west. And I don't know the answers, but the more people that step up and speak their mind, I think it's really important. Yeah, no, I'm just saying you're exactly right, Alan, and that's where I went, and I think everybody needs to go there and talk there. Yes, it that is the problem. You are right.
Sorry, I'm here.
So, thanks, Alan. Did you have anything else? Okay, I'm going to jump to Anchorage, and I'm going to talk, we'll start with Danny.
No comments tonight, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Danny. Amo?
Edgar's meeting coming out at Lucian's East Borough on Thursday morning. So, yeah, it sounded like after today's meetings that it's not just Sandpoint. So, I'm sure that...
Okay, thank you. Anything else to add, Amo?
No, I think, I hope the class has a good time out there. Police department and everything that's been keeping, these drugs. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Okay, thanks, Amo. We're going to start to our left, and Jack?
I got two things. One thing to follow up with Alan said, 2 weeks ago, I went in for a UA and a blood draw. Haven't heard a word from the clinic. I guess they're just, maybe the Red Cross now, just taking blood donations. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing at P, but something needs to be straightened out in that organization, because I was told I was supposed to go online, not by anybody in the clinic, locally, that I could go online and read the results myself. Do I look like I got a doctor's degree? Before you go in for a blood draw and a UA, and they'd call you down the next week and they'd talk it over and see what's going on. But there's something definitely wrong with that organization. So I'm done with that. And the other thing is the police department, good job to them, hitting them pushers and... there used to be a song about them pushers. People ought to think about that. But good job to the police department, and that's enough for me.
Very good. Thank you, Jack. Marita?
I guess I really don't know how to put it into words, but it's just sad that we had to bring it up just because of events that happened. But I kind of wish that Eats would... people that want to be in this community, I feel like they run them out of the community. So it's just like, so the people they bring in, we're nobody, we're just somebody with a problem. And
yeah, no, I agree with you, Rita, wholeheartedly, and it's really, it's hard when you find somebody that comes. It's hard enough to find somebody to come to Sandpoint and then for them to like it here. And actually want to work here and live here.
You as a
person.
And you are his treating your patient.
Yeah. And then they run him out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're on the money there, Brita. That's yeah. Yeah. Good point. Shirley?
Just thank everyone for coming. We had a full council, even though they were on the table.
Okay, with that, I want to again thank all the council members for being here this evening and giving their comments. With that, I'd entertain a motion of adjournment.
I'll make that motion.
Motion's been made by Jack. Do I have a second?
Second
from Anchorage. Amo? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Not hearing any. Thank you. The meeting is adjourned.